Are you having a hard time getting a job in this economy? John was a hard-working guy working two jobs to make ends meet. He stroked his cock a lot because it was really his only form of affordable entertainment. John was a good-looking guy with a muscular build and a large, thick cock. He never had a difficult time finding a girl, given how sex was always easy for him. Working two minimum wage jobs was really too much for him to bear. One day, he thumbed through the classified section, desperate for something higher paying. $1,000 a day, being an actor. He stared at the ad in disbelief. There was a studio downtown that needed actors. How awesome could this be? He always knew actors made a lot of money, but even that seemed a little far-fetched. Nonetheless, full of hope, John jumped into his beat-up truck and went to the office building. It was on the top floor of a building he never really noticed before. It looked like doctors rented it out for their private practices on the lower level floors. The elevator opens and a huge, muscular black guy practically bumps into him. He smiles at John knowingly, and the muscular guy turns around and speaks. "Are you here for the job on the 28th floor?" he inquires. "Yes," John says nervously. "I'll be up there in just a second. I need to go pick up my girl for the next scene tonight. But tell Rocky that Jock likes you and you've got the job, boo. I'll see you later on tonight." He turns and walks away. You're pretty sure that your mouth is open. You have no idea what language he was speaking, but you push the button marked 28th floor and hope for the best. You begin to wonder how you can compete with well-hung black men. If this is an acting job, this guy named Jock is definitely bigger, both in height and build. The elevator opens, and you walk to the door marked 2828 and knock. The door opens, and what you see makes your mouth open wide. There is a rather elaborate stage in front of you. Unfortunately, all the actors are well-hung, naked men. There is no shortage of large cocks in the room. You see one guy on his knees sucking a cock, and you are about to turn around when you see me. I walk over to you, wearing my Prada black boots, a black corset, and suddenly you cannot move. This is part one of Humiliation Gay for Pay. My blog is kinkyphonemistress.com, and you can call me at 1-800-601-7259. Love you, boys. Talk to you soon.